Dad, where are we going? How long is this gonna take? Dad?
Remember you wanted to meet some more of my old buddies?
Like Gladys?
Nobody's like Gladys. When they canceled the program, they broke us up.
Us?
Spartans. Spartan 1.0.
Sure, Dad. You were an elite commando with metal bones and a flamethrower attachment that the Marines dropped in when the TAC nukes weren't enough.
Not paranoid mythology. A real Spartan.
They were real ones?
We were real. We were all volunteers, the 1.0s. These things they call Spartans now.
It's different?
There's a new program. We went through some tweaks, but it's still just me in here. The twos, now, the twos aren't even human anymore.
But you are.
All too much.
Well, wait a sec. You know you don't have to make up cool stuff to impress me, right? Like, I'm not gonna suddenly start cleaning my room more often because I think you were a super soldier with a secret pad.
I never, ever thought you would clean your room more often. Spartans pick their battles.
You're not trying to bond with me here, are you?
Now, when the news came yesterday...
About Reach?
Yeah, that's where they brought us. That's where they made us. Section 3 compound.
Do you still have friends there?
Not anymore.
Oh.
Training was so hard, Jan. The work, the tests, and what they did to us in the lab.
The thing you taught me about how to beat the quiz. That's a Spartan thing, isn't it?
The ones who made it through, we were family. We were tighter than family.
Is this trip some kind of Spartan thing?
One of my old buddies isn't doing so good.
I get to meet another one of your super friends.
Jan, I...
Oh, hey. Did I get injections? When I was a baby?
I guess you noticed you're not a typical kid.
Well, I do have excellent table manners.
Superior muscle density.
Lung capacity.
Some eye work.
Balance.
Cochlear tuning.
And when the cops took me and they did tests.
Right.
And that would have turned up.
Right.
So you...
Pretty much.
So what's even me? I mean, what's not just Spartan 1 voodoo potion?
Well, those table manners, for one.
Dad.
The way you roll your eyes at me, how you hate doing dishes.
Dad!
That's all you, honey. Hell, if I'd known, I would have told the medic to skip all that fancy stuff and just cut me a nice kid.
Oh, nice. You didn't want a nice kid. You wanted a kid who would happily learn 23 ways to kill a man armed only with a stick of chewing gum.
You don't really think that, do you?
I'm your dream child, Dad. Don't kid yourself.
Okay, we're here. Now you wait in the car.